In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Actually, it's my pleasure to share you celebrating our father, Abuna James, celebrating his priesthood. And actually, we are very happy. I know he was happy. And now he is very happy also. Just to remind you that we are these days, or nowadays, we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the holy 50 days of the holy Pentecost. And in this, during this blessed days, we know that how our Lord Jesus Christ presented himself alive to his disciple for 40 days with many proofs, speaking to his disciple about the kingdom of God. So he presented himself alive, زي ما بيقول الكتاب, أراهم نفسه حيا ببراهين كثيرة. I remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ appeared and presented himself so many times, but one of these mentioned in the Gospel of St. John, the last chapter, he showed himself to seven of his disciples on the Sea of Tiberias, على بحر تبريا, أظهر نفسه لسبعة من تلاميذه. Do you know who are these seven? Saint Peter, Thomas, and the two sons of Zebedee, Nathanael, and the other two disciples. It's amazing that in this time or in this appearance, our Lord Jesus Christ put a very important rule to those who have to serve his name. This is the first condition and the most important condition and the first rule. All of us know that Saint Peter, as a disciple, out of fear, he denied our Lord Jesus Christ, Ankar al-Masih, three times. But he denied his master out of fear, يعني بسبب الخوف, مش لأنه ما بيحبوش. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ was keen to speak to Saint Peter in this occasion to restore him as a disciple, to restore him to his first order as a disciple and as an apostle. ربنا يسوع المسيح حب يستعيد بطرس ويعيده كرسول وكتلميذ وكخادم بعد ما بطرس أنكر المسيح. After he denied our Lord Jesus Christ three times, do you know what our Lord Jesus Christ said to him? You know that he said to them, "Oh, you have you food? عندكم أكل?" قالوا له, "No, we spend all the night, but we catch nothing." And he said to them, "Now cast the net on the right side of the boat," and they caught a lot of fish, 153 big fish. Not only that, but he invited Saint Peter and asked him a very important question. "Simon, the son of Jonah, Ya Sim'an ibn Yonah, do you love me? Do you love me?" And then Simon, he's asked him and said to him, "Do you love me more than this?" تحبيني أكتر من دول؟ عشان هو كان عامل جدع وقال له, لو شك فيك الإيه؟ الجميع أنا مش هشك. دا ده أنا مستعد أموت من أجلك. I am ready to put myself for you. فقال له كده, do you love me more than this? قال له, yes Lord, you know that I love you. What our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. Or feed my sheep. ارعى غنمي. So the very important condition here to those who are following our Lord Jesus Christ to serve his name, the very important rule is to love him. And out of love, our Lord Jesus Christ called his disciple to serve him. He was able to preach and to complete a very perfect and very good service by his own self or through his angels. يعني المسيح عشان يكرز للدنيا كلها كان يقدر يستخدم الملائكة, كان يقدر يستغنى عننا. But we are lucky that our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to make us share him and to give us this honor to work with him and to serve his holy name and to preach this good news that we have a God who is loving every person. And to preach this new, and this God was crucified out of love and was risen of dead. And this was a very, very strong evidence for his divinity. That's why when our Lord Jesus Christ called St. Peter, he called him because St. Peter loves Jesus. And he knows that when he denied Jesus, he denied out of fear. أنكر عن خوف. لكن هو من جواه بيحبه. And in this occasion, I can say that out of love, God also called and invited who was so-called Ahab to serve him as Abuna James. Because he detected and saw how much love is in his heart. And through many years, he served God. He served God through Sunday school, as a Sunday school teacher, and as a deacon, and he was very beloved to his disciples and his kids and his youth. All of them love him while he was serving them. And when I speak about love, ممكن الواحد يبقى عنده حاجات كتير يقدمها. But without love, it is nothing. And so God saw you and he saw how much love is in your heart to serve him. And I remind you all what St. Paul said. He said that الإصحاح المشهور بتاع المحبة, the first Corinthians 13, though I may be given the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, but have not love, I am nothing. So because Abuna James manifested his love in three directions. His love to God, his love to the church, and his love to those whom he served. حب ربنا من كل قلبه, حب الكنيسة وغيور عليها, ويحب ولاده المخدومين. عشان كده this love was manifested in heaven before God, and God granted him this grace of priesthood to serve his name, to preach his name out of love, love to God, love to the church, and love to the people and those whom he will serve in his new mission and the new service. On behalf of you all, we congratulate our Father Abuna James, wishing him or asking God to support him, Yisnidu bin Na'ma, to support him and grant him a successful service. And through him, may God be glorified in every place through the very good example of Abuna and through his teaching, which are according to the Bible and according to the perfect teaching which we have received from our holy fathers. Congratulations, Abuna. باسمكم كلكم بنهني أبونا بالنعمة الجديدة نعمة الكهنوت وبنتمنى أن ربنا يستخدمه عشان يفرح به كل القلوب. أنا مش هتكلم كتير لأن أنا عارف أن محبي أبونا اللي بيحبوه كتار ويحبوا يتكلموا، لكن هي كلمة بسيطة حبيت أقول فيها أن ربنا بص للقلب اللي مليان حب وقال له تعالى أنا مش عايز أكتر من كده، المعلومات أنا هديها لك، القوة أنا هديها لك، أي حاجة أنا هديها لك، لكن أنا عايز منك بس إيه؟ القلب اللي مليان حب. My son, give me your heart. يا ابني أعطيني قلبك. ولما شاف أبونا مديله قلبه بكل أمانة قال له طب تعالى سأقيمك على هذه الخدمة زي ما أقام بطرس and restored him to his first state and his apostleship. I mention this because we are celebrating now the resurrection and how resurrection bestowed on us joy, peace, power, support, hope in the eternal life. And I can't ignore this meeting on the Sea of Tibaria, على بحر Tibaria, this meeting in which our Lord Jesus Christ called again Peter, Simon, the son of Jonah, to restore him to his first state and his apostleship. Now, God, bless your service, bless your life, bless your family, bless your congregation, and you may glorify his holy name. Glory be to God forever. Amen.